أنتم برفقة إس بي إس عربي 24.
مرحبا، معكم علاء التميمي. تعلم اللغة الإنجليزية والتحدث بها سيساعدك على تحسين حياتك في أستراليا. سنشرح في كل حلقة من سلسلة تعلم اللغة الإنجليزية التعبيرات المستخدمة في الحياة الأسترالية، وستتمكن من تحسين مهاراتك في اللغة وتتعرف على أستراليا. هل أنت مستعد؟
Learning English helps me to talk about food.
SBS acknowledges the traditional custodians of country and their connections and continuous care throughout the skies, lands and waterways throughout Australia.
Have you ever taken a bite of something that is so good that you just had to tell someone about it? But then you got stuck because you didn't know the right words to describe what you were tasting. My name is Josipa, and in this episode, we are practicing words to talk about flavors. How food tastes.
Yummy!
Let's get started. The salty sea breeze drifts through the air and waves crash softly in the distance. Alan and Claire sit at the wooden picnic table by the beach. Nearby, a family is laughing while seagulls stand close, waiting for a chance to grab a bite. Claire brushes some sand off the table while Alan takes a bite of his food.
Mmm, nothing beats fish and chips by the beach. Mine are great. The batter's really crispy, but the fish is still tender and flaky.
How are the chips? Mind if I steal one?
Mmm, go for it. They're piping hot and perfectly crunchy.
Mmm, the seasoning's just right.
Yeah, this fish melts in my mouth. How's your green curry?
It's got a nice kick. Spicy, but not too much. Want to try?
Yeah. Mmm, yum. It's so fragrant, and I love that tangy hint of lime.
While Alan and Claire enjoy flaky fish, crunchy chips, and creamy spicy green curry, we'll break down their conversation and practice how we can talk about flavors. Alan first said,
"Nothing beats fish and chips by the beach."
When we want to say that something is the best, we can use the phrase nothing beats. For Alan, nothing beats fish and chips by the beach. This means that for him, eating fish and chips at the beach is one of the best things in the world. We can use this phrase to talk about anything we really like. For example, nothing beats a warm blanket on a cold day. Or, nothing beats a good night's sleep after a long day at work. Or, nothing beats a weekend with family. And so on. Alan then said,
"The batter's really crispy, but the fish is still tender and flaky."
I love how Alan described the texture of his fish. Texture refers to how something feels, which is a bit different from taste. Alan said the batter is really crispy, but the fish is still tender and flaky. Crispy means crunchy on the outside. When you bite into it, you hear a little crack. But in contrast, the fish is tender and flaky. Tender means soft and easy to chew, and fish or meat that is flaky breaks into little pieces when you pull it apart. Those two textures, crispy and tender, go really well together, don't they? Mmm, yummy. Anyway, Claire then said,
"How are the chips? Mind if I steal one?"
This is a friendly way of asking if you can take something, usually food. mind if I is a polite way to ask permission, and steal one in this context doesn't really mean stealing. It's just a fun way to say, can I have one? Mind if I steal one?
Go for it. They're piping hot and perfectly crunchy.
Go for it is an informal way of saying that someone can do whatever it is that they want to do. Alan's chips are piping hot and perfectly crunchy. When something is piping hot, it is very hot.
Oh!
For example, if I say, be careful, this soup is piping hot, it means that it's too hot to eat right away and might burn you. And if your food is crunchy, it makes a loud, crisp sound when you bite into it. Carrots can be crunchy,
so can cucumbers.
I like crunchy crust on a piece of bread. And Claire then said,
the seasoning's just right.
The seasoning is just right. We can use this phrase when the seasoning, like salt or pepper or spice, is perfect. Not too salty, not too spicy. But if the seasoning is not right and your food tastes plain or boring, you could say,
this dish is a bit bland.
Which means that it doesn't have much flavor. Alan then said,
this fish melts in my mouth.
He means that his fish is very soft, tender, and easy to eat. When food melts in your mouth, it feels like it disappears in your mouth because it's so delicate and well-cooked. But if your food is not tender, it can be described as tough. And you can use this phrase to describe other food, not just fish. For example,
this cake is so soft and fluffy. It just melts in my mouth.
Or,
the steak was cooked perfectly. It was so tender, it melted in my mouth.
If you want to ask someone how their food tastes in a casual way, you can use the phrase Alan used when he said,
how's your green curry?
It's got a nice kick. Spicy, but not too much. Wanna try?
When your food has a nice kick, it has a bit of spice, but not too much. Just enough to make it tasty and exciting without being too hot. Now, the word hot is interesting because it has two meanings when talking about food. First, hot can mean high temperature, food that is very hot, like Alan's chips, which are piping hot. Second, hot can mean that it has a lot of spices like chili that give a strong burning sensation. Let's imagine that Claire's curry came with too much chili. She could say,
this curry is so hot, my mouth is on fire.
So, if someone says that their food is too hot, you might need to ask, do they mean the temperature or the spice? And at the end of the dialogue, Alan said,
it's so fragrant, and I love that tangy hint of lime.
It's so fragrant. When food is fragrant, it has a nice, strong, pleasant smell that makes you want to eat it or drink it. We often use the word fragrant to describe foods that smell of herbs, spices, or natural aromas like fresh coffee, baked goods, or dishes with lots of spices. Alan also said,
I love that tangy hint of lime.
Tangy describes a sharp, zesty flavor that is a little sour, but still pleasant. You can use it to describe foods flavored with citrus, like lime, lemon, or orange, as well as food with vinegar or fermented flavors like pickles or yogurt. And a hint means a small amount of something. Not too strong, but just enough to notice. For example, let's say Claire is drinking a smoothie. She could say,
"This mango smoothie is amazing. It's got a hint of ginger."
There are many more ways to describe how our food tastes, but I think we've covered a lot in this episode, from crispy and tender to tangy and fragrant. Whether it's a hint of lime or a kick of spice, using the right words really brings my food experiences to life. So, how about we listen to our dialogue again and, after chatting with our guest, a big star from a video series called Bring a Plate, we'll practice saying some of these phrases.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
Nothing beats fish and chips by the beach. Mine are great. The batter's really crispy, but the fish is still tender and flaky.
How are the chips? Mind if I steal one?
Go for it. They're piping hot and perfectly crunchy.
The seasoning's just right.
Yeah, this fish melts in my mouth. How's your green curry?
It's got a nice kick. Spicy, but not too much. Want to try?
Yeah. Yum. It's so fragrant. And I love that tangy hint of lime.
Today, I'm joined by Ryan, who participated in our Bring a Plate video series last year, where he introduced us to kausamashi. Am I saying that right, Ryan?
Yeah, kusamashi.
Kusamashi, which are Syrian-style stuffed zucchini, right?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, a very tasty dish and a very meaningful dish for me. I always remember this dish, or this dish brings a lot of memories to me when I eat it. We are connected with the taste. When I taste this kind of food, I always remember the big family I have back in my home country. I remember all the old days with the family, with the big family. And yeah, that's why I choose this plate to share it with the friends in Bring a Plate.
I watched the video and I know that you shared about your family connection to this dish and how it's made. But what I'd love to know is, how does kausamashi taste? Like, can you describe the taste for me?
Yeah, of course. Kausamashi is soft and full of flavor. The zucchini is tender and absorbs the taste of the filling, which is usually rice, minced meat, and spices. It has a warm, slightly tangy taste from the tomato or yogurt sauce. We have tomato sauce in Bring a Plate. Every bite is juicy and comforting, making it a perfect home-cooked meal.
When you go to events where you have to bring a plate, is that the dish that you always bring?
Not all the time, to be honest, because it's really hard to prepare, but most of the times, yeah. Just emptying the zucchini to fill it is the hard part.
Because they're so delicate.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, usually I ask my mother to do the hard part.
We all do. I also do that with my mom. For those who haven't seen the series yet, what can they expect from Bring a Plate and why should they check it out?
Look, Bring a Plate is all about exploring different cultures through food. Each episode, we dive into the history, flavors, and personal stories behind a dish, making it more than just about eating. It's about connecting. If you love food and enjoy learning about different backgrounds and traditions, this show is for you.
Awesome. Can you help us practice some of the phrases we learned in this episode?
Yeah, sure.
It's time for practice. See if you remember the meaning before hearing the answer. If your food is tender, it is...
If your food is tender, it is soft and easy to chew.
When your food is fragrant, it is...
When your food is fragrant, it has a strong, pleasant smell that makes you want to eat it or drink it.
Let's now practice saying phrases we can use when describing how our food tastes.
My fish is tender and flaky.
These chips are piping hot.
The seasoning's just right.
This dish is a bit bland.
You can always practice more by listening to our bonus episode or checking out the learning notes on our website, sbs.com.au/learnenglish. We are also on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Just search for SBS Learn English. I'm Josipa, and thank you for learning English with me.
هل تريدون الاستماع إلى المزيد من هذه القصص؟ استمعوا من خلال أبل بودكاست، جوجل بودكاست، سبوتيفاي أو من أينما تحصلون على البودكاست.